You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes to the Forbing Railroad crossing at Flournoy Lucas Road for the legend of the Forbing Ghost.
Many in the region are well acquainted with the popular local urban legend of the Forbing Ghost. What it has in common with other urban legends is the insistence that the tale is based in actual historical events. In this case, the tale involves tragedy at the railroad crossing. In keeping with the established pattern of urban legends, many local residents can usually offer more than one version of the story. The first version of the tale is that of a brakeman on the railroad whose job it was to hold up a burning lantern as a warning to approaching trains at night. His lantern blew out just as he heard the whistle of an oncoming train. The resulting collision killed him instantly, and therefore the brakeman forever walks the tracks at Forbing at night, swinging his lantern. A second version involves a school bus filled with children that stalled on the tracks and was struck by a train. Today, ghost children mysteriously appear to push parked cars clear of the tracks, and one can even see the evidence of those ghosts by dusting the trunk of the car with powder, since apparently these children will also leave behind their fingerprints. In yet a third variation, there are reports of an unnamed man who was decapitated by an oncoming train, while others insist it was his hand or arm that was severed. Intriguing legend, to be sure, but historical inquiry reveals no basis in the documented public record of any such events. There are no reports of a train wreck at Forbing, nor is there any evidence of a collision involving a school bus. Yet, there is a universal appearance of this same story in other cities of comparable size across the United States. Railroad lore everywhere yields almost identical descriptions, dating to at least the 1940s. To say nothing of the hundreds of stories of ghost trains and phantom lanterns involving the American Railway for the past century and a half. It is likely that the explanation lies in both history and superstition. In 1938, there was a documented collision in Midvale, Utah, involving a school bus and a train, an impact that killed 22 children. A similar incident also occurred in Wisconsin that same year. Those horrific tales are true and seemingly produce legends in towns that never experienced such tragedy, including the local community. Why? The railroad crossing is but the modern version of the ancient crossroad, where superstition once abounded. It is therefore a familiar theme that fires the human imagination, ensuring that this legend will likely continue.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.